Well, good morning, everybody. Today we're going to talk about youth. Is that exciting? I'm excited. This is entitled The Truth with Our Youth. I think we should pray. It's important to pray. We're talking about youth. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the amazing privilege that it is to journey with each of our youth, to be able to teach them, to be there in support of them, to laugh with them, and above all, to be able to speak truth into their lives. Thank you, Father, that our children and youth are such a special part of your family. Help each one of us to be aware of the Holy Spirit's promptings as you lead us this morning. Amen. So firstly this morning, it's sort of broken up into four things. Firstly, we're going to talk about what our youth get up to, because I understand there's not a lot of understanding around that. Right, so I'm going to shed some light on that. And then secondly, we're going to look at some photos and some videos. It's not discriminating at all. If you happen to see what looks like a youth worker throwing people into the mud, it's not it. That's not me. It's somebody else. So we're going to look at some videos. Okay, it's a pre-warning there. And then we're going to interview a few people that went to Easter camp, ask them a few questions. And then I'm going to finish with a lesson that I learnt from Easter camp myself. Okay, so I know some of you are thinking, gosh, it actually has been 60 years since I've been to a youth group. So I am going to share with you guys what we get up to this morning. So what do our youth do? Firstly, I just want to share that our youth are awesome. They really, really are. And I'm actually well qualified to say that. I've spent a lot of time hanging out in youth groups. I've done years of working with youth group, and our youth group is a really, really special one. We are really blessed to have the youth that we have. And so it's a privilege to be a part of leading them. So a little bit of information. We have, on a Sunday night, we meet for a couple of hours from 6:30 to 8:30. And we have around about 20 young people come to our youth group. So that's good. Now, it all starts before youth group starts for us. We, as leaders, we get together before the youth group starts and we pray and we submit the night to the Lord. So we spend about half an hour doing that. And we also like to discuss what's going on and invite the Holy Spirit into what we're doing, which is absolutely crucial to our youth group. And then, like all of us like to do, young people love to catch up. So we spend about 15 minutes, usually waiting for the latecomers to come in, okay, from 6:30 through to about 6:45, just catching up, finding out how people are. And it's a time for us as leaders to be really intentional with the people that we go and speak to and how we sort of connect with others, especially new people that come along to youth group. And so we as leaders really enjoy that, encouraging others. And then we sort of play games. Now I wonder if any of you ever rock up to church, say 7 o'clock, 7:30, Sunday night. Just imagine it's all dark, completely dark. There's not a sound. And then you hear a sound. It sounds awfully like somebody is screaming and dying. That's what we do at youth group. Okay, we play a game called Mafia, which involves killing each other. It's really, really great, okay? So you'll have to come along and play sometime. So that's what we do. We don't actually kill each other. We just pretend like it. Okay, and then down to the really serious stuff. We do a study, which is usually about 40 minutes, and at the moment, like many of you guys, we're looking at the Bible Reading Challenge. And we're really enjoying that ourselves. We sort of find that those of us who, from our youth group, engage in the word from the Lord, it's really grabbed us, and it's really helped us, it's really taught us. It's been a real encouragement to us. And so we as a youth group are loving going back to some of the New Testament. That's great for us. Also, one of the best things about our youth group, we have a baking roster. So as you can see, the best looking one up there, I did that. That's a cheesecake. It's probably the first time I've ever baked something. It actually turned out all right. So we have a baking roster, which is awesome, and we enjoy eating yummy baking. We also have social nights. And so broken up, so the school term is roughly 10 weeks. And so 10 weeks we have youth group, and about 3 of those weeks we have social nights. And so we do all sorts of things. We have beach visits, we have movie nights, we sometimes project movies up onto the ceiling of the church and lie down and watch it up top of us. And we have laser tag. We do lock-ins as well. Lock-ins are terrible things. How they work, right, is you get 20, 25 young people together in a room at about 6:30 at night, and it goes for like 14 hours. It's a terrible thing. As a youth worker, you get no sleep, and you're worried about what the young people are up to at 3:30 in the morning. Don't do it. Okay, so as well as that, we also have some really special times at our youth group. A couple of times over the winter months, we do reflective nights, and it's really cool because, yes, you have those that love to run around and play games and be silly, but in our reflective nights, we sort of have quite an area in the lounge where it's broken up. We have about six or seven different stations, and it's a time for our youth to just slowly, like, we prepare ourselves for what the Lord has for us. You know, we invite the Holy Spirit to come and meet with us. And then we go and we connect at each of these different stations, and each station will be allowing us time to reflect on something that the Lord might have for us in our lives. And that's really special. And there might be something just small, symbolic, that you might do at each station. You might colour something in, you might write an encouraging word. And those times have also been very, very special. We do things like camps. You're going to hear about Easter camp soon. But we also go to Fiji every couple of years. Our youth group goes to Fiji, and we're going shortly on the 6th of July. So prayers for that as well. Now, I think a youth group wouldn't be a youth group without silly antics. Is that fair? There's a fair amount of silly antics at our youth group. Okay, so we once had a bubble wrestling match. There's evidence of it. That's Sam. He's got bubble wrap all wrapped up in it. Also, what we had is we had an egg, so a raw egg, was placed on Sam's person and wrapped up. And so there was two ways you could win this bubble wrestling match champion. You could push somebody out of the circle. You can see a circle there like a sumo. Or you could break your opponent's egg that they had attached to them. So we have a video here to watch, so you might enjoy this. Yes, just a short one. I will tell you that Ben Hillmarks actually won that one. Hey. Ben is much smaller than Sam, okay, much younger, and he actually beat Sam, and I was quite amazed, actually. So that was really good. So we have tea towel whipping fights on occasions. They're good. And also we have massive water fights, okay? They start outside, and I will tell you with all honesty, they do not come inside the church. Not one drop of water ends up inside the church. We had a big cleanup that night. It's all right. Nothing was damaged. Okay. So, also, I was telling you about these lock-ins, right? Pretty much, youth worker, extremely tired, 3 o'clock in the morning, gets a call outside. So I walk outside to my car. I need to see 10 young people standing around it with a large thing of industrial cling wrap. And they have cling-wrapped my entire car. It's like glad wrap, right? Round and round and round and round my car. And they didn't help me take it off. I know. They stood there and watched me take it off. So that took some time, but it was fun. So yes, there's plenty of silly antics at our youth group. But the most special part is actually seeing the Lord transform lives in our young people. And I think there's a calmness about our group. There's a realness. There's a depth about our youth group. And it's not one that I've seen in many youth groups. And it's very, very special. There's been a culture created, a culture of love, care, and respect for each other. It's become a place where our youth can happily invite their friends, a place where our young people feel safe to share and express the love that they have for the Lord and a place where each one can belong. So, although I've said a bunch of nice things about our youth group, we still have challenges. And one of the challenges is how busy our young people are. Just like all of us, our young people here in Glendowie are extremely busy, and it's hard for them to commit to things. And so we would like some prayer for that. And also, hanging on to new young people that attend our youth group. We have lots of people coming to youth, and we'll often have two or three new people, and it's great. It's really exciting, and we invest a lot of time as leaders in these young people. And they seem to have a great time for 3 weeks, and then they just won't turn up. And that's quite discouraging. I don't like that. We're working towards fixing that. Also, of course, within youth groups, there are always going to be clashes of personalities as well. And so prayers for that are required. So as you think of our youth group and as you pray for our youth group, please remember these things. That our youth would learn the joy and the peace of committing to the Lord. And in this day and age, it's really easy for our youth to just not commit to anything. Pray that they may learn to seek His will for their lives. Also, that as a youth group and a church, that we could offer something that meets the needs in our community. That the lost would find a place to belong, and that the Lord would guard each one of our youth, and that they would remain in His care. Pray for the leaders, especially the leaders, that the Spirit would guide them, and that the Lord would draw really near to them. Each one of them puts in a huge amount of effort in reaching out and ministering to our youth. Please pray that we as individuals and as a team would be able to keep Christ in the center of everything that we do. So that's a little bit about our youth group. I wanted to share with you a quick reflection, and trust me, it will be quick. So here we go. Also quickly, a really big thank you to everybody that contributed towards Easter Camp, those that came to set up, those that stayed on with us. Thank you, Simon and Inga. Just everybody that helped financially towards supporting things. That was awesome. It really was a special time. And so I wanted to really quickly share with you a lesson that I learned. And on Monday morning, you're exhausted at camp. You've been there for 5 days. You've been with 5,000 people, and you're exhausted. And this chap, Mike Pilavachi, he was one of the main speakers. He's from Watford in England. And he got up and he shared about church and family. And I'm just going to try cut this down as best as I can and still make a bit of a point. So having never done that, we'll see how this goes. So pretty much he said this key thing, and it grabbed hold of me. He said that I've been pastoring now in my home church for 27 years. And then he followed that up with, and I will be there until the day I die. And I thought, you know what, there's a lot of freedom in that. There's a lot of freedom in that. He doesn't have to consider where he's going on a Sunday morning. He's committed. He's committed to church, and I like that. And I thought to myself, how can he be so confident? And then he said, because I love my church. I absolutely love my church. They're my family. They're my home. Because going to church is where I belong. And that's my community. And as we know, there are a lot of broken people in our world. And loneliness has a huge part to play in that. And the theme of camp this year was Haere Mai, which of course is Māori, and it means come here. Welcome. You are welcome. And we have a lot of people in our world that is in need of an invitation. Where am I? Here we are. In his book, Villages Without Walls, Nigel Dixon says that people need the family that they've never had. This requires the generations coming together. This requires the openness of the home, hospitality and encouragement, wisdom and advice. This is what the family of God, the local church, is meant to be. And so doing church right is the answer to the loneliness that this world faces. So what is church meant to be biblically? Well, as has been read this morning in John 13:34, it's the one talking about love. I'm not going to read it. But pretty much what it's saying is that within our church context, we are supposed to have love between each other. And it is the love that we have for each other that is supposed to speak a really strong message to those that are looking in. And it's supposed to be really encouraging for us. It's supposed to build us up, this love that we have for each other. And so the challenge is this morning, how committed are we to our church? How committed are we? Are we loving our church? Do we come along? Are we filled with the Spirit? Every time we come to church, every morning, are we filled with the Spirit to think, you know what, Lord? Through your Spirit, help me love my church family. Help me really desire to be there, to be there, to be a part of it, to commit to it, to be a valuable part of it, to be using my gifts when I come to church on a Sunday morning, and to love my family, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that is the encouragement. There's a few applications. We must commit ourselves to building church as family. Build church that welcomes people. Church is not a business. Church is a family that loves each other and commits to one another. Importantly, this is not one person's responsibility. We are all responsible for this. It is not only about committing to church attendance, but also committing to ask the Spirit to fill us afresh. That we're ready to love, to be obedient to the will of God, and to be a contributing member of His family, which meets at this church. Let's pray. Lord, help each one of us to feel your sense of call to this, your church. Increase in us our love for you and our love for those around us and our church family. Holy Spirit, continue the work in us. Soften our hearts towards others. May we be a welcoming family that is in tune with the great need around us. Help us to build a community that finds its life in you. In Jesus' name, amen.